My name is Maren Green. I walk the path of sacred midwife, mother, and spiritual gangster. My role is a keeper of wisdom, of the ancient ways of being. I trust Source as my ultimate guide. There is nothing more radical than feeling and listening to your own soul. On this podcast, you'll hear about my real life as a mother to 10, a sacred birth worker, a priestess, and a creator of the new earth. I see my life purpose in my children, in leading the sovereign and radical birth community of Indie Birth, and in embodied learning and living. Join me in the remembering of who you really are. You are powerful. Welcome to Podcast Sunday, everybody. It has been quite a week here at Indie Birth. I wrote a blog post this week called We Are Transphobic, and it has kind of gone viral, so you can check that out. I will link it here below the show notes. And I don't know what else to say at the moment, to be honest, other than it's been really exciting and beautiful to see the mostly support not come our way, because this transgender issue isn't really about us, but towards this love for women and for our biology, which is always what we have represented and stood for here at Indie Birth for many, many years. I'm not totally tuned in to the dissonance around this, other than what I know to be true or what I have seen or what I've heard. I've remained kind of in my bubble during this time, since there is quite a bit of hate out there in the world in all kinds of ways. Certainly, this is just one of many issues in our world today that is very divisive. And my intention was never to divide further, although I don't control what people choose to do, but really to express how our belief systems are different here at Indie Birth and the Indie Birth Midwifery School. That's truly where the post came from. I wasn't plotting and rewriting or anything like that to put this post out into the world. It really was and is a way to resonate and bring forth more of the women like you out there who believe the same. And it's fine if people believe differently, but when you do have similar beliefs as people, then, you know, that's what a midwifery school is built on, in my opinion. That's what relationship and learning can often be built on. So, all's to say, I only wrote it really to be clear about what we represent with our school and how we feel about women and birth and the divine feminine and in training women in birth. And, you know, the internet being what it is, of course, kind of took it and ran. But I'm happy about it. I think it's really a great opportunity for conversation in our community and for free advertising, really. That's what it came down to, was a lot of publicity for Indie Birth. And if people had other intentions or, you know, nefarious ideas or feelings towards us, that is reflected back to them about 100 times and really has nothing at all to do with me. I'm so grateful, really, to my somatic training, as I talk about all of the time. And this is such a really great example of that. I was reflecting on the words of my teacher, or one of my teachers, Luis Mojica, who I mentioned quite a bit. And I was thinking of him in his maybe podcast, or I don't know where I learned this from him. But whatever content he's put out there about being canceled. And, you know, I think that's even an interesting topic to consider, really. Like, what does that mean? How does one cancel another? What is being canceled? I say it kind of tongue in cheek, because I don't think it's possible to be canceled. And I'm not at all worried about it. I don't think anybody really has that power. And there will always be people that don't like you. There will always be people that hate what you say. And there will always be people that listen. There will always be people that resonate. So in this teaching in the body, right, because that's what somatics is to feel into the place where there is support and where there is resonance, and make the simple choice. And I think this is helpful advice maybe for any of us on a day-to-day basis, that we make the simple choice to point ourselves towards that which feels supportive and good. I easily could have spent my week in high anxiety, being upset about what was, you know, seemingly being sent my way, seemingly maybe in a personal sense, but I chose not to. I chose to not engage. I chose to not listen. I chose to not read. And I chose to feel the support of those around me who believe the same things and know my true intentions. Many of you were in that community by sending me your support by email. And many of those comments are on the blog post. So if you'd like to see the support overall for this, you know, just standing strong in our truth, it's not an anti anybody movement. It is simply a women are strong, women are the ones that birth thing. Then you can click on that blog post again and see all of the beautiful, beautiful support that I have been attuning to all week. Okay, now that that's out of the way, at least for the moment, I would love for you to take a listen today to Kaylee. Kaylee is a beautiful, sweet woman who I had the pleasure of meeting and walking with last year as she grew and birthed twins. They are over a year at this point, as you'll hear us say, and I am so glad that she and I both finally made some space and made some time to talk together, to reflect on her birth experiences. I certainly wasn't in a rush, and I think there is something really special and poignant and beautiful about reflecting at different times in the postpartum, actually, on the birth experience. So, you know, the story anyone tells of their birth at 3 days postpartum is sometimes different than the story they tell at 3 months and onwards into time. So I loved connecting today with Kaylee, and I feel like this perfect moment in time when we were able to connect and she was able to share her story is just so perfect in so many ways. I think it was just a really beautiful space and time for her to share, for her to reflect back on how she was feeling or how she interpreted what was going on. As you'll hear, it was a really wild ride through the birth of these two babes, and I learned so much. I truly, truly did. I don't take it lightly in the midwife role to support women that have two babies, especially when their first birth was a cesarean, as Kaylee's was. So she had this kind of double label going on, right? She was a VBAC mama as well as a twin mama. And again, I don't take that lightly, not from a pathology point of view. I'm pretty open to viewing women for, you know, who they are and what they believe and what they're willing to do. That feels so important to me. So I learned so much from this family. I am so grateful to Kaylee and her partner, Matt, and Caleb, her son, and her two twins, Finn and Fallon, for inviting me into their space, inviting me into their life. It's really just such an amazing, amazing gift that we're given when we walk with families. Enjoy this chat and let me know what you think. Have a beautiful week. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I love when I have a special guest, which has been happening more and more lately. And today I can't wait to have you get to know Kaylee a little bit. She is so amazing and has such wisdom and such a beautiful story to share about the birth of her twins. So hello and welcome. It's so nice to see you.
It's so nice to see you. Thank you for having me today.
Oh man, I feel like we should have done it sooner, but I'm sure there are reasons for both of us that, it's taken the time it's taken. And now, right, your twins are, they're over a year. Yeah.
Yes, they are. I think I, you know what, I don't even keep track of the months, but they are over a year old.
That is so crazy. How does that feel?
Disbelief a lot of the times. I still can't believe that I carried and made, like, just spawned two beautiful babies.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, having one is is enough for some people. I've never had two at a time. But yeah, I bet. Are you just like so amazed that your body grew two people? I remember like we would reflect on that in your pregnancy, but how does it feel like a year plus out? How did you do that?
You know what? I look back and I don't even know how I did it. Honestly, I just went through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when I think about it like really hard, it makes me want to cry. You know me,
Yeah.
I'm a crier.
It's okay. I love that about
Yeah.
you.
I just think it's just so beautiful that you can carry two babies, and we got them as far as we could, and I love that, and I love that we got to just soak them in, and I loved our like hands off, but hands on, like we had a very interesting everything. So it was really special, and Matt and I joke, we're like, we're gonna end up with twins again, but I keep telling Matt, I'm like, just the knowledge that you gave us and taught us has carried over into postpartum, and then we'll just carry forth to the future.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's so good to hear. And you did it, you know? I mean, here we are a year plus out, but just for the sake of feeling teary, I look at you and I'm like, wow, like that was amazing. It was an amazing ride. And we'll get to the birth story. It's like a very, very interesting birth story. But I remember meeting you for the first time, and just thinking like, she's gonna do it. Like she wants this. Like she wants this to be different. So maybe that's a good place to start. You don't necessarily have to rehash, your entire first pregnancy and birth, but maybe just a little history so people know where you were coming from would be cool.
Yeah, so with Caleb, he's 3 and a half now, when we got pregnant with him, it happened during that wonderful time of the year that everybody loved and did not enjoy. I don't know what happened, but basically I was told that I had hypertension, but there was no documentation of it. And then I swapped over from having the midwives at UK over to like a traditional OBGYN. And it just was a very stressful situation. And we ended up getting induced. And that also did not go how I envisioned, how I planned. We ended up with a spinal headache. We had an emergency C-section. It was just all these things compounded, and it was such a whirlwind, especially with your first kid. You just don't know. And it was all stressful. So then when we found out we were pregnant with the twins, we were originally thinking we would go a more traditional, like, I don't know what the proper word is for it. But anyways, a more traditional medical route.
Right.
And that also was not okay in my intuition and gut. So
Yeah.
somebody recommended Dr. Stu, and Dr. Stu recommended Indie Birth. And that's how we found you.
Yeah. Well, thanks,
Yeah.
Dr. Stu. Shout out to Dr. Stu
Yes.
doing the work of, yeah, helping twin moms everywhere. Yeah, that must have felt so huge, like having had that first birth experience, maybe being a little traumatized and stressed from that, right? And then how old was Caleb and how did you discover it was two?
Yeah, so Caleb was a year and a half old
Hmm.
when we got pregnant with the twins. And originally, you know what? Surprisingly, I had actually called my mother-in-law like 3 weeks before our ultrasound, and I said, Bev, this has got to be twins because I am so sick and I already look like I'm like 16 weeks pregnant. I was like, I don't know what is happening, but everything is making me ill. I was like, this could not just be one baby. And I was like, that would just be too crazy if that happened. And then we had gone to get your traditional first ultrasound,
Right.
and we found out it was twins that way.
Oh my gosh. So do you think there was some kind of intuition there about it? Like, had you had dreams or anything else, or did you just kind of like say it jokingly?
I feel like it was intuition because just a few months prior, I was having some girl time with some friends, and I had just briefly mentioned about how Matt would totally flip out if we had twins. And so I feel like, not that you can fully speak things into existence, but I feel like I was just getting, like, I just knew, and I was just prepping myself for twins.
Wow, that's really cool. I've heard that before, just there's like that intuition, or you just kind of feel like that might happen. So that's really cool to hear. So what happened when you got that news? Were you scared? Were you like, what came up for you, especially in that traditional medical model?
For myself, I think I cried for a little bit because instantly, as soon as we found out I was twins, we had like two other doctors that came in, another ultrasound tech. And I very quickly got labeled high risk. And because of my supposed hypertension from my previous pregnancy with Caleb, they were already discussing a C-section, no possibility of being able to have a VBAC. And so the same day that we found out we were having twins, we also found out the midwife that we had picked, by law was not allowed to stay with us after 12 weeks, that we had to
Right.
get transferred. And so it just instantly felt wrong on all levels. And then I couldn't even imagine a NICU stay with two babies with as early as they wanted to do the C-section with them. So that
Wow.
was stressful.
Oh my gosh, right? Like, I don't know that that model thinks about the stress that they induce, funny word, but induce for women just like right at the get-go. Like, that must have been so overwhelming, having had a cesarean already and just being told like there's no way you'll even get to term.
So that was just didn't feel right with us at all.
So you started looking into options, Dr. Stu, you found your way over to my office, and I'm so curious now, like in hindsight, just what you felt, like did it feel like a really big jump to consider home birth? Like, did you feel trusting? Like, how was it in those early days of having the twins in there?
I think deep down, I knew that's what I wanted, but finding resources and finding somebody who was willing to take us on, and then also making sure Matt was fully on board, a lot of that went into it. So I can't quite remember. I think we met you when I was like 12 or 13 weeks. So we had waited a little bit, on going and seeing somebody again before we felt like we were kind of going in a good direction. But yeah, I know when I walked into your all's place, I just was instantly like, oh, okay. And I was like, I think we made the right decision. And I walked in and Sam and Angelia were there, and I was like, this is great. I like this already.
Yeah, so different, right? To be surrounded by women and just to be in a welcoming environment and like have people trust you, it goes such a long way.
It really does. Yes. Yeah. We keep saying that if we get pregnant again, that we would like to have Sam as our like birthing doula person with us. So yeah. Hopefully whenever that happens, she'll be willing.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. I love how those connections like go forward. I mean, it's such an intimate time, such an intimate space, inviting us all into your home and, the birth of these babies. So it makes sense. Makes sense. So let's see. I feel like one of the biggest challenges with twins, and I've talked about it before, is just the nutrition and like the amount of food that's needed. And there's no one better to speak to that, Kaylee, than you. So I hope you're
Yes,
ready. I hope you're
I'm
ready
ready.
to share.
Let's unpack the
Let's unpack the food.
food. Yes. So, I mean, do you want me to start?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So coming out of the first trimester, I was so ill, and I could barely keep things down, and that was rough. And so moving into that second trimester and then our last trimester, I remember you had a girl get it together moment. You said, if you don't get it together now, I can't take you anymore. Like, I can't take care of you. And I said, oh. And I'm not gonna lie. And you said, I know you're gonna be offended, but I care about you, so I have to tell you. And I remember telling that I'm offended.
Totally. I would have been
Yes.
offended. Sure.
Yes. But now, even now, I fully believe that you had us follow the Brewer's diet. I
Yeah.
fully believe that that really, really helped support the my pregnancy with the twins, and I just didn't even realize how much like a baby takes nutrients from you, let alone two babies. And so I think by the end, not even think, I know by the end we were up at that like 3,300 calories every day.
Yeah.
But that was a challenge in itself. And I had to get creative with how I was adding in calories because let me tell you, you can't just eat all day. Like, you also have to drink them. And I honestly, that was the hardest part of the pregnancy was eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. And I want to say too here out loud that like you did so great. And, you know, the amount of like having to be like holding you accountable, you know, felt important. And, you know, with one baby, it's and you know, say a first pregnancy, a first baby, like our bodies have reserves and, you know, we can get away with a certain amount. But with two, it seems like yeah, it's super necessary to make it to term. So I remember that moment too. And you had been doing so great. But if I remember, there was just like a lapse. There was some kind of like lapse. But, you know, that's how it goes. Like you have a toddler and like life is busy and it's so easy to just kind of like fall off or forget or just get tired of it. I'm sure you were just so tired of eating.
You know what really helped too, though? I remember I came back from a trip to California, and the very next day, like, you and I went grocery shopping together. And that was so helpful because I'm such a visual person. You were like, okay, let's get this. Let's grab this. Let's grab this. Can you eat this? Can you eat that? And that was really, really helpful.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember doing that with you. And I agree, like it's so fun to like see it and you know, it gives you ideas. It like gives kind of like a spark to this conversation, which, you know, can get so redundant. So I so appreciated that about you. And I don't think I've worked with, you know, so many women in a way who took it as seriously as you did. Like, I want everyone to know here, Kaylee was like on her calorie count by the end. And for anybody that's like, oh, that's awful. She was counting calories. No, it's not in the way that like knowing that your needs are being met and figuring out what foods you need to get there, can also, you know, make you feel really good, and then you have what you need, and you know, checking it off the list. So you were very attentive to doing that for yourself.
The accountability was so great too. For me personally, I need that accountability. And so being able to like send you over my food logs and you being like, okay, maybe next week try to supplement here a little bit more and try to do this. And it was just so helpful because I was like, okay. And I love the constructive criticism on it. Like, it really helped me switch how I was thinking, how I was feeling my body. And ultimately, too, it impacted the rest of our family being able to feed them in a much more whole way.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
that's so cool. Yeah. And again, like, That might not be the route for everybody, but I remember having that groove with you that like every Monday or whatever it was, you would send the food journal and, just take a quick look and be like, oh, great, or, yay, or what about this? But you were on it. You just kept on it to the very end, which was it 36 weeks?
For us, it was 36 weeks.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I was like, I'm pretty sure. And
Yes.
you worked hard. You worked hard to make it to 36 weeks.
So hard.
So hard.
Yeah. We made it though.
You sure did. Was it the day of 36 weeks? I feel like you made it and it was like, yay, I'm in labor.
Yeah, it was 36 weeks, I think, to the actual dot.
See, that's amazing too. I
I
totally
know.
believe, like, yes, like you ate really well, and like, yes, God and source and everything was conspiring for you to have this birth, but also like you just really wanted it. You wanted to make it to that point. You were not going anywhere.
No, we had it circled on the calendar. It was like on a vision board. It was a goal. We were going to meet it, and we did.
Yeah, you sure
Yeah.
did. You sure
Yes.
did. What other kind of support, like from your husband or wherever, did you feel like was really helpful to get through that?
Just in regards to food or the whole twin pregnancy?
Yeah, whatever comes up for you.
I was thinking, you had created such a beautiful group of women that were either pregnant or had already birthed babies with you, and just the support from that was phenomenal. Just being able to like talk to other ladies. I remember the day that I went into labor and you were on the phone with
Oh,
me, like
right.
four of them were at my house. I was like, this is so odd. And someone was like trying to feed me food. Somebody was like doing my laundry for me. Somebody else was watching Caleb. And I was like,
Oh.
I just was thinking about that the other day. And I was like, I just remember like looking up and around. And I was like, how did everyone end up at my house on the day that I would go into labor?
Oh my
So
gosh.
I think that support was great. And
I
then
totally
just,
forgot about that, actually.
I
That
remember you
is
were like,
so cute.
yes, I remember you said, Kaylee, you if you're in labor, you can tell everyone you want them to go home.
Well, because
And
I think when I got there, they were
I,
there and it was like really
yes.
sweet. And I was like, hi, everybody. Like, I
Yeah.
was just trying to see, but I was so like thrilling and so heartwarming that, yeah, you had that group like taking care of you and like rooting for you and feeding you. That was really, really sweet. I totally forgot.
Yeah. So that was sweet, but also just being able to text you and message you, and you would literally like, I know you would pick up the phone for anybody, but you were just available at all hours, and I just having that security and knowing that I could just say, hey, this is going on, or hey, I'm feeling this, like that was just super helpful as well. So that definitely eased my anxiety and my nerves about
Yeah.
everything. So
Yeah, I bet. I mean, there's so much that comes up in any pregnancy, much less one with two. So it is nice. It's so nice to be supported by other women. It really is.
it
What kind
is.
of things in hindsight, like if you remember, came up for you as other challenges? Like maybe the food was one, but were there other things that came up, like emotional or anything?
I think, something I was worried about was just maybe who was going to be around us and just the feelings that that would bring up. Something else that we worked through a lot was how the body remembers. And so even just like my birth with Caleb, my body remembered that. And then even my own birth that my mom had with me, our bodies remember that. And so I know we taught, we worked a lot through all of that. So, I think those were big fears for sure. And then if we're being honest, I think towards the end, even when you were like, so are you doing okay? And I was like, no, as I was like crying, having a contraction. I was like, I'm not in labor though. And you were like, Kaylee, you're in denial. So I think I kind of pushed out the birthing process for as long as I could, just because that was such like a unknown thing. I didn't know how it was going to go. And I was worried about pain management because of everything that had happened with Caleb,
Right.
with having him and what had happened in the hospital. So I think we worked through a lot of that stuff, though.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
grateful for
you
that.
totally did. You totally did. And I think you did an amazing job. And I think whatever we're kind of left with, when we go into labor, we all have those things too. Like, I don't know, there's few women in a way that go in without anything, like no fear, nothing, right? Because it's the unknown. Like, we don't really know what we're going to get, even if we're confident and even if we're healthy. So I can understand that. I just don't know.
We keep joking. I'm like, by the fourth kid, I was like, we got it down squat. We've had a C-section, we've had a home birth. I was like, we know what we're doing now. I was like, bring it on, we can handle
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean,
it.
yeah, you've had your vaginal birth now and you can do anything. I think that's, an amazing accomplishment even with one baby. So, it's just, yeah, it's really amazing.
It is. It's beautiful.
So, how did it feel to start the birth process? You said you were kind of like trying to put it off or not believing it. Did it not feel real?
Didn't feel real, no, because I had never gone into labor with Caleb.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even know what to expect for how contractions start and what they feel like. And so even though we were in the mix of it and Matt and I were keeping track of them, I was like, this is just fake news. This isn't happening. And so I definitely was like, no, we're not having babies right now. But once you brought me back to reality, I was like, oh, okay, I guess this is real. But it was, I'm not even gonna lie, it was very intense. You were
Yeah,
there.
you don't have to lie. It's all real here.
No.
I've been through it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, quite honestly, it was a lot. Even
Yeah.
thinking back about it, I'm still like, wow, that was a lot.
Yeah.
And it's
What
really
sticks with
interesting.
you, like in your body? Like what is the memory that you have?
I just remember being on all four on our bedroom floor and you remember our bedroom was not very big at all. And I
Yeah.
just remember like Matt stayed with me the whole time and like was rubbing my back. And I just remember like I was like, man, can I do this? Can I not? Can I do this? Can I not? And it was definitely a battle inside me that I was like, I can't get comfortable. I don't know. And I was getting tired. And so
Yeah.
that kind of is what sticks with me a lot. But then the other thing that sticks with me, I just remember, and Matt, when you hear him describe everything, how Finn happened and came out, like he's hilarious when he tells it. But I just remember being like, I felt like my contractions had like slowed down for a minute because I think I had relaxed and my body knew like he was coming. And then I just remember giving like one big push and he was just flew out. And then I just remember him being in my arms. And we've even rewatched the birth video, and it's just so funny to watch. Like you can see when women talk about how you go and you're just not yourself, like you not disassociate, but you just go to this other realm.
Sure.
You can see when I come back to it when I watch the video, I'm like, oh, like that really happens.
Yeah.
Truly happens. Like you just l like not lose yourself, but you just get, I don't know, you just get encumbered by the whole birth.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in a way you have to go somewhere else to get the baby. You have to go somewhere else, and it is hard work. It is very hard work, especially the first vaginal birth, I think. If you do have more babies, I'm sure you'll agree. Like, it's just not going to be like that. There's nothing like the first one that comes out that way. It can just feel, yeah, so challenging. But I remember just feeling that shift in your energy, that it was hard, that, you did have doubts. But once it seemed like he was getting close, And you felt that, and you felt the encouragement, and you knew that you were just so close. Like you mustered all of your strength and all of the energy you had for that.
Yeah, I remember standing in the bathroom and you were like, Kaylee, he is getting close. You're smiling right now while you're talking in between. And I was like, oh, okay. And I remember that because that definitely was a good chunk of encouragement to keep me going.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how much I needed support during labor. You just need calm, quiet support during labor. At least I did, and you guys definitely all, the whole team was able to do that for me. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. That's great. I'm glad. Yeah, support and making sure somebody's able to eat and drink. And yeah, it's amazing how time can just kind of slow down in those situations, I think, for everybody, right? It's like it's just a timeless thing. And I remember just kind of being in and out of your room, and you were getting closer, obviously, with each hour, but I know it didn't always feel like that. It felt like you were just going around in circles probably for a while.
Yeah, we definitely had some moments where I was like, I don't think we're making any progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Did anything come up for you in the labor? Like, you mentioned maybe being worried that you wouldn't be able to do it, but anything that you remember coming through?
I remember on Friday evening, remember I was having such intense back pain. Such intense back pain. And I remember asking Matt, I'm like, should we go? Should we not be at home? And Matt said, Kaylee, like you would be so sad if you went to the hospital. Like, that's not what you've wanted this whole time. He was like, I know you can do this. And so I remember that. And then the other thing that kind of came through that I remember, you all were so encouraging about keeping me at home, and I wanted to be at home, and you all knew that. And I just remember you were like doing acupuncture like on my face and my arms, and I then you were like massaging me, and somebody was like feeding me like a tea, and I just like I look back and I'm like, I don't even know who was doing what, but I just
Right.
know I was
Right.
like laying in the
Right.
pool, you all attending to me.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I love when people remember these parts of their stories that, like, I don't necessarily keep in my brain, but I do remember that. I do remember you in the pool, and I do remember the acupuncture needles. And I feel like, okay, am I wrong? Was that a point in the labor that, like, you had to kind of make a choice? Am I wrong about that? Because I feel
No,
like
you're not wrong.
you were like, okay, maybe I'm done. And
You're not
yeah.
wrong. You
Okay.
were right. That was all within that. We said we would try that and
Okay.
see if that would help alleviate any sort of pain that I was having. And ultimately we ended up staying home to have Finn, which was great. I'm glad we made that decision because especially going forward in the future, whatever kind of birth we have, we do have VBAC options still open to us with whatever we choose. So.
Totally. Yeah, I do remember that. And funny, it's like for midwives listening or, doulas even, I remember going outside like while you were in the birth pool, and it was February, right? So it's probably cold. But just kind of like looking at the sky and like, feeling the air and just being like, this is fine. Like there's nothing wrong here. She's doing great. Not that you had to have stayed home if you didn't want to, but just like reassuring myself too that like you were healthy and this was normal, but it was hard. And you were so valid in considering if you really wanted to be there or to go do something else. But we all know, I think, that especially with two babies, you really don't have a lot of options in transport most places. So you show up with twins and so did that influence you at all, actually? Just kind of knowing that, I don't know, the hospital was probably not going to give you a lot of choices.
What, and you mean in regards to transferring if we hadn't had been yet? Yeah, I think I knew deep down inside that if we went and I was in active labor and for how long I labored for, I knew for sure they would just say, hey, we're going to go straight to C-section. And I wouldn't get an option to have a VBAC and I wouldn't get things done on more of a timeline that would fit my physical needs at that time. It would have just been a rushed process. And I think I already knew that. And I just didn't want to go. I just didn't want to do that. I wanted it to be on our time, wanted it to be quiet. And yeah, it's
Yeah,
just, it's
definitely.
so,
No, go ahead.
yeah. I was just going to say, it's just wild thinking about when we had to change our minds and swap to that moment for Fallon. Just the complete difference in the energies, not even from you all, but just from Matt and I, like definitely different. So I'm so thankful we had Finn at home. And he, you can absolutely tell he was a home birth. He is the chillest, calmest baby you have ever met. I'm sure you've met, I know you've met so many babies, but at least for us, he was super, super calm. And just even now to who he is, like, he's just, he was meant to be at home.
Yeah, I believe you. And, to fill people in, right? Like, even in your pregnancy, you were very clear on who they were, like who their personalities were, and like who their energies were. So
Yeah,
it's
we I think I had told you before we even we because we so we took a hands-off approach with you and with our pregnancy. But I am not one of those people that can wait to find out the gender. And so, out of our three ultrasounds, one of them was to find out the genders. And I knew even before going in, I was like, okay, this one's the boy and this one's the girl. And I just felt that. And so, and their names are so fitting to who they are, and their personalities just match who they are.
Yeah, I love that. And I was so impressed by that the entire time. That's something that just gave me a lot of confidence in you, is that you knew these babies. You knew them and you knew, again, their energy. Like, right, I remember that Finn wasn't as active as Fallon. And, like you kept tabs on that. You were aware of that, but you were like, that's just the way he is. And, she's different. And it was cool to see in their births how. Gosh, what a better reflection of their energy than how they were born, right?
Yes.
So crazy.
I remember you sent me, and I'm probably not, I might not be recalling it all the correct way, but you sent me some astrology stuff on each of the babies because they were born at completely different times.
Completely different times.
And everything you sent me literally correlated with their personalities and who they were and
Yeah.
are. And I just thought that was so cool. I was like, it was so neat that my woman intuition really just cued in and just knew.
Yeah, you totally did. And yeah, I remember sending that to you and it gave me the chills. I was like, whoa, like not only was Kaylee like right, I mean, of course she was, she's the mom. Not only is that really cool, but also just like there is a divine plan, like there is a divine influence, right? And so we have to get to Fallon's part of the story. We have to catch
Yeah.
people up here. They might be a little confused. So
I know.
let's rewind. So baby A, Finn, flies out of you after many, many hours of labor. Hurrah at home.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
and
cute.
I know. And so Fallon, she has been our persnickety, very picky one. And I love her, but she said what she wanted and she means what she wants. And Fallon, if I'm recalling correctly, I think I remember she had put an arm up and had gotten kind of maybe stuck. And you and Rebecca both said, we only have one option, and that was to turn her breech, if I remember correctly, and basically help pull her out. And that we all agreed maybe didn't sound as safe. And I think too, if I remember correctly, and you can correct me because I was just in labor and baby stuff. Yeah, but I think I was bleeding a little bit more than everyone was maybe comfortable with. And I do remember one point I looked up. Sam just had this petrified look on her face. Angelia wouldn't look at me. You just look so intense. And then Rebecca was just sitting there like, okay. And Matt was like, and I was like, what is wrong? Like, everyone needs to tell me what's happening because I can tell.
Oh my
And so
gosh, yeah.
that's what it felt like, at least for me. So, but then we ultimately ended up deciding for everyone's safety, in regards to myself and Fallon, that it would be better to transfer. And then when we transferred to the hospital, they did offer to try to let me push, or to do a C-section. And we ended up opting for a C-section just because all of the risks they relayed to us in regards to letting me push were very similar to the risk that you all said about pulling her out breech and just the
Right, cord
possibility.
prolapse and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we
Yeah.
ended up just having Fallon via C-section.
How many hours later? Like, how many hours are they apart again?
You know what? Matt and I keep debating this. I need to actually look on their birth certificates. I think it's 7 hours, and Matt thought it was nine. So
Okay.
yeah, we'll just say 8 hours apart, but they're significantly apart. I stayed
Yeah.
pregnant with Fallon for quite
Yeah.
some time.
That's
So
such a unique part of the story. I bet you're like, yeah, it's such a unique story anyways, but even for babies born at home, I feel like that's a significant amount of time. I mean, of course, I've heard of some women waiting 24 hours in between, but I think in this circumstance, which is, as Kaylee said, Fallon, the girl twin, wasn't in the best position. So they had both been head down, right? You had an ultrasound. That was kind of one of our agreements, is like, okay, we're going to check in via ultrasound, right before you're due, so that we all are on the same page there. And they were both head down. So it was like, okay, awesome. Like, they'll probably stay that way. And so Finn did come out head down. And then, yeah, Fallon, I remember you like feeling the urge to push, but it wasn't, nothing was happening, is how it looked at least, right? Like, you were working really hard, and it was like, all right, why don't we see what's going on here? Because you're also bleeding, which was concerning. And then, why isn't the second baby just coming out? That's usually the way it goes. So, yeah, I remember just kind of like a Superman. You can't really see me on the camera, but like a Superman kind of thing, where her head was up super high, not engaged in your body, and her like little fist was presenting. So, yeah, that was very cool and strange to feel. I won't lie to you. I've never felt that before. And I was like, wow, okay. So she's making a statement here.
Yes. You know what? The other thing I remember too, now that we're talking about that, I know it wasn't necessarily fully Fallon related, but I remember we had a not a debate, but we were cautious for you to help me break my water. It
With
had
Finn, yeah.
with Finn, yeah, it was partially broken, and then we made that decision to help me break the, I guess, the rest of it. All those apricots and strawberries really helped strengthen
Oh
me.
my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're right. And like, your baby Finn gets the award of, I had never done that before in all of my years as a midwife. I had never been in a situation where I really felt that was warranted. It always seemed to come with too much risk. And usually it's because people are just in a rush. That's usually why anybody would have their waters opened artificially. But in your case, yeah, I remember that conversation with you too, and you being really present for it and just kind of like, yes, like, I think that's the right thing. I think I'm like done here. I really need this baby to come out. And it felt really like, okay, if there's a time, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it
That's a
worked
wild
perfectly.
birth. It did work perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Oh.
what about, I mean, the hospital, I went with you. I remember I held your little babe all the way there. And when I was with you there, it seemed like they were I don't know if the word nice is really the one I want to use, but it's like they were flexible. Like, here you are. You've come in having had one twin. Here he is. You still have the other baby inside of you. Although, like, nothing is wrong. She's not in distress. Like, it is okay. How was that like to arrive there, and what did you feel you were met with?
I think it was going to the hospital. I think we came in the best situation we could to have the results that we got. A lot of my fear, if we had picked a traditional medical route, was providers and nurses not being flexible and being very pushy, because we all know that tends to happen in the medical world. And so it did feel very flexible. And I think people, if we're being honest and just to be blunt, like I think people thought I was crazy.
Really?
I think people were just like, what in the world? Like, what made her try to have her babies at home? Like, what happened to her that she wanted to deliver her babies at home and wouldn't just come to a hospital with what, like two babies, you know? So I was very thankful with our C-section with Fallon. The provider that we got did do delayed cord clamping for us. I was allowed to watch her come out. So we did get some of the things that I would have hoped for that I wish we could have gotten with Caleb. This provider that we got was able to do that for us. So I definitely didn't feel as pushed this time around in the medical setting that we were in as I did with Caleb the first time. So going in was definitely not what I wanted, but I knew it was the best decision. And yeah.
Did that feel a little bit healing on some level then to have like a similar but different experience? Or was it just still what it was?
It did feel healing because it was, I didn't feel rushed this time. I didn't feel like I was just like another checkbox. I think this time it felt like providers actually cared a little bit more and they valued what I was saying. And like I said, I was given the opportunity to push Fallon if I
That's
wanted.
amazing. I don't think I even knew that. I mean, when I went in with you, I remember them being pretty relaxed. I thought like they did an exam and they agreed and they were like, "Oh," but they weren't like code red, you know. They were like, "Well, just we'll check back on you in a little bit." I was like, "What?"
Yeah, they were super relaxed. I was really surprised for actively being in labor. I remember I had one student in there and he was like, she's at a 10. How long has it been since she delivered the last baby? And he was just like in shock. He was just like, I can't believe that this is happening right now. So I think it was also our situation was so unique. I think it opened up, or at least I hope it gave traditional medical providers a little bit more of a perspective, just with women and our bodies and things like that.
That would be nice.
Yeah, those are my hopes. I could be hopeful.
I mean, you never know, but it's like maybe somebody working that day. Maybe somebody thought you were crazy, but then maybe somebody else was like, wow, like that's a badass lady there. She just pushed a baby out at home and, you know, now is humble enough too to come in and be like, hey, you know, I kind of need some help now.
Yeah, it's really interesting. A lot of people are like, I don't understand why you just delivered one baby at home and then you had to go. And so it's always interesting to tell people like, no, like we planned a home birth and that was our full intentions for both babies. It just didn't get to happen that way, for our circumstances and situation with Fallon. So.
I mean, I know I've definitely reflected on it too, even though it wasn't my birth, but just being with you and, you know, kind of having that like, was there another way? Like, could it have been another way? And I don't know what you think. I would love to hear what you think, but I feel like, you know, you made the best choice and I agree. It wasn't rushed. Like we were home for several hours, you know, waiting to see if maybe she would switch or, you know, something. There would be some other clue. So, you know, kind of weighing those benefits and risks. But ultimately being like, well, there is a time. There are times when medical help is useful. And, you know, getting to make that call can feel really powerful in its own way.
I think on my reflection, I know something that I did differently, that most home births women like don't typically do. I was on my back. And so for me, that was where I was actually most comfortable with the back pain and the back pressure that I had. That's where I was comfortable. But I'm always really curious. I think about, I wonder if I had been in a different position
Sure.
after we had Finn, if I would have been able to maybe move Fal in some way to be able to help her get out.
Sure.
But aside from that thought, at the end of the day, I think we just we made the right call by going. We did our best, and I did get the home birth that I wanted. And so ultimately, that was my goal. So it didn't happen with both, but it did happen with one, and I'm forever grateful for that.
And you should be so proud of yourself and your babies for choosing each what they did. I really don't think one's better than the other. I think they both obviously had wisdom and teachings to share with you that I'm sure they'll continue to share, like you said, through their through their personalities and the stories that they've come for. So
Yes.
I love that. I love that about a twin story. Twins with different births at very different times with very different astrological charts, very different personalities. It's really cool.
Yeah. Sorry, we were plugging in because we were dying.
Yeah, no problem. Well, to kind of like wrap up, they were not in the NICU, correct? They were both very are very healthy. Tell me about that part. It's
Yes, yeah.
very
So,
awesome.
we obviously, since we transferred to the hospital, in order to theoretically not get in trouble by the state for saying, okay, sayonara, see you later
Right.
with two newborn babies, we did stay there a couple days. And thankfully, they did stay out of the NICU. I know they were worried about Finn's jaundice level, and then Fallon was having some blood sugar issues, but we were able to just manage all of that and stay out of the NICU, which was phenomenal. So both babies are very, very healthy. Finn, if you feel him and pick him up, he feels like he's got a 20-pound lead brick in his bottom. I have never met a hunky baby, and he is a
Really?
hunky baby. He's just a little chunker. He's so squishy. He's a good
Oh.
cuddler. And Fallon, she takes after Matt. She's very slender and very petite. And she's just so cute. And it's what's really cool, both twins have curly hair.
Oh wow. Gosh, I
I
must
know.
not have seen a recent picture of them. I did not know that. I'm going to have to go look now.
Yeah. Finn has curly hair on the top, and then the back is straight, which looks hilarious. And then Fallon, the whole back is curly, so that's been really cool. And they both have blue eyes, so there are cute little blue-eyed blonde-haired babies that we just absolutely, well, not babies, toddlers that we absolutely love.
Oh, I bet. And I bet people all of the time are just like, oh my gosh, twins, right? Is that really what happens when you have twins? Happens
I think
everywhere.
so.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, we've been asked before if we've had triplets, and I'm like, do they look big like Caleb? Or I don't know. Fallon and
That's
Caleb
funny.
look very alike. Finnegan, he looks more like me and less like Matt.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Three
Yeah.
little
So
guys. Three little guys under three, right? Or
yes,
at
all
three.
under, yeah, three and under. Three,
Three and under.
yeah.
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 Well, good for you, Mama. You did so great. And I love that we could reconnect for you to
Yes.
share this story. And I know it's, so inspirational and that's so beautiful and such a gift. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. I just appreciate you all so much, and I just don't think I would have ever made it as far as I did and as well as I did had I not had you all. So, yeah.
Well, perhaps, but now you know too, right? How strong you are, and like the way you had to dig deep for the birth of those babies, like has always been in you. So it is, been our pleasure, my pleasure to have supported you, but thank you for allowing us to witness you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, everybody. I hope you loved this chat with Kaylee. Do you want me to put any contact info below the podcast so people can reach out to you?
Absolutely, yeah, I would love that. I think, especially when it comes to twins, we twin mamas need to stick together because it's a lot more.
Definitely. All right. I will
Yes.
add Kaylee's contact info below this podcast. And thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.